The massacre in Newtown sparked the current debate, but usually when a child falls victim to gun violence, it's not in a comfortable suburb, and its coverage is confined to the Metro page. At New York Public Radio, our producing station, reporter Kathleen Horan's current assignment is to profile every child killed by a gun in New York City. Her series is called In Harm's Way. In September, she profiled Kayim Vieira, a 17-year-old Queens teenager who died after being shot multiple times in an altercation.
Less than 3 miles and 14 years apart, Kayim was shot and killed, like his father, on the streets of Brooklyn. Tyree blames herself.
My son became another statistic, and that was something I said he would never be. My son would not be a statistic.
Horan says everyone sees these deaths on the news, but the stories all look the same.
You see the picture of the yellow police tape. You see that the kid had a record or was shot in the head or was part of a gang or was killed by masked gunmen. What aren't they saying? Even if all of those details are true, this kid had a parent who was a social worker, or this kid wanted to be a marine biologist. This kid was a tough guy, but his mom washed his face.
Even though he was the master of his own style, stood 5'10", and wore size 13 sneakers, he wasn't too big to be babied.
He would let me, but then he'd get mad, like if his brothers is around. Because if they have an argument, they'd say, "That's why mommy brushing your teeth."
The things that I'm surprised about, I flag those things, and I think, okay, you know, you're going in search of a person you'll never meet. So you just try to talk to the people that can help you construct that person.
How'd you get picked for this assignment?
Our criminal justice reporter was leaving, and I had already been in discussions with our news director that I would possibly be working on this project. And then also, I've done a lot of different obituaries and profiles of people that have died. There's something about endings and me, I guess. You know, having that beginning, middle, and an end, there is something, as a reporter, that's very rich about that. And it can be obviously sad, but there's so many possibilities.
Are there any common threads that leap out from these stories?
The common threads you'd find in those statistics. They're young, black and brown men, usually. They're also usually murdered by young black or brown men. Most of the kids that I've profiled lived in public housing.
And you want to make sure they're not a statistic. Nevertheless, some of the kids that you've profiled have had some involvement with crime or with gangs. How do you address that without distracting listeners from the story of the individual human being?
Well, there's the facts and then there's the essence. There's that thing that made them different than any other kid. Even if they're in a gang or even if they have an arrest record, there's still so many details that you just wouldn't expect.
He's in the shower, sleep.
How does that work? How do you sleep in the shower?
He sits down and he runs the water.
Yes, he does.
Every morning.
It was that passion for water that made him want to become a marine biologist.
He always used to look out this window. It's a swan in the water. Look how big that swan is. I think everything was like more amazing to him. He wanted to study about it.
Kathleen, we've known each other for a decade. This summer, maybe early fall, you had just started this project. And you were telling me about it very calmly on the subway. And then you just fell apart. How do you deal with the pain?
I'm still figuring that out by taking them one at a time. It's such an assignment that I feel so glad to be working on. It's so powerful for me, not just as a journalist, but as a human being, that it's worth the kind of process that I've been going through. And I think maybe I'll get better at dealing with it.
She says when she got to Brookdale Hospital, Ronald was in surgery. And within a few minutes, she was informed he was dead.
I was so angry, so hurt inside. Like, who would do that to my child? He's not that kind of kid. Nobody understands what I'm going through. I'm hurt. My heart is hurt.
A month before Ronald was shot, Orr says she called the city housing authority. She was worried about her children's safety and wanted a transfer, but says she was denied.
I think that trying to piece together who these people were as best as I can, and I go and I sit with their parents and I walk the streets that they walked and I go into their bedrooms and I talk to the people that loved them, it's just hard not to have them pass through me a little bit.
Do you have another one you're working on right now?
I do. I'm not sure the mother wants to participate, so this is the first time that that's happened, but it makes sense. Not everyone's going to want to participate.
Where was he?
He was on the Lower East Side. We've talked briefly. She said she was with him. They were talking. They said goodbye. In the time it took her to get to her car, in 10 minutes, he had been shot across the street from their housing complex. She's really angry.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you, Brooke.
Kathleen Horan covers criminal justice for WNYC. Since we recorded that interview, the mother that Kathleen was hoping to interview agreed to speak with her. You can find a link to it on our website.